With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
On Garda Síochána has launched a public consultation on the use of body-worn cameras by its members. Body cameras are already being trialled in 5 Garda stations, but should they be rolled out nationwide? We're joined by Dr. Elizabeth Farries, a director at UCD Centre for Digital Policy, and Dr. Pat Leahy, the former Garda Assistant Commissioner for Dublin. Pat, to you first. Why do you think these body cams are a good idea?
Well, Shane, my experience in this indicates, and the research clearly indicates, that they can reduce violence and violent behaviour. They are effective during protests. The police, you know, being recorded at protests for many years now, and those videos being edited, at least you have an evidence base here that is controlled by GDPR guidelines. But it also leads to transparency. You get better accountability from policing, you get better evidence quality, and when supported by clear policies, procedures and guidelines, you can increase public trust as a consequence of it.
Okay.
So from my perspective, they're very, very positive, but it's also just basic equipment now in the policing playbook,
right?
Because the world has changed.
Elizabeth, how about that? Reduces violent behaviour, can be used at demonstrations, it's more accurate in terms of what actually happened at those demonstrations, better transparency, better accountability, it works all around.
Hi, thanks for having me on. I would be cautious to embrace those statements as presented. I would say that turning body-worn cameras to solve frontline policing pressures can really be flawed digital policy. It expands surveillance disproportionately. It's subject to misuse concerns by individual guards or our government. And it's not clear that adding yet another layer of surveillance technology into policing will really help policing problems in Ireland or make any of us safer in the end.
Okay, Pat, how about that? Misuse concerns expands surveillance disproportionately.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Well, it's not actually expanding surveillance at this point in time, Shane, because all investigations, I'd say every investigation now that takes place in a policing context involves CCTV. It's coming from cars, it's coming from private citizens, it's coming from shops, pubs, clubs, it's coming from the street. It's an integral part of investigations now because the public and the courts can depend on it because they know what they're looking at. This is just another element of that. It really is about keeping pace with technology. It's not adding anything new to it. It's just saying we're going to get a video feed now from the scene of the crime, from the scene of the incident. So what it is doing is it is tapping into what's already available, but it's putting structure on it and it's putting guidelines and rules around it, because the guards will be bound very, very much by the GDPR guidelines.
Elizabeth, how about, I mean, CCTV is everywhere.
Yeah, it's true. And how much safer are we in the end? Would you say Dublin is safer now with CCTV on all the streets than it was 10 years ago? I think a lot of people would argue that it's not.
Well, it's not unsafer because of CCTV.
Well, some people would say that's not true. So ICCL has said using body-worn cameras specifically would turn guards into walking, talking mass surveillance units. The point of these cameras originally was designed to monitor and restrain the behavior of police themselves. And guards using a camera turns that idea on its head. It would enable pervasive monitoring of the public by the police without our knowledge or consent. And any one of us could be potentially scanned, identified, and here's the difficulty, cataloged into a database, including people that haven't even been suspected of harm. And that goes against due process in criminal law. And the database concerns are the real problem here. We talk about policy and safeguards, but technology in the hands of a government that can easily turn autocratic. We just have to look to our neighbors over the Atlantic to see how democratic safeguards, human rights protection.
Okay, all right, Elizabeth, unfortunately, your line is kind of breaking up a little bit. Pat, I'll just give you the final word on that. What about that fear about it being used potentially by an autocratic regime in the future?
Well, look, that's why I came out in the beginning and I said, look, transparency and accountability are really they're central elements of this, Shane. And we are bound completely and utterly by GDPR. So the rules of the game have to be very clear and they have to be imposed. And I would have no doubt that they'll be imposed. Look, and we are not an autocratic country at this point in time, and I can't see it happening in the near future.
Dr. Pat Leahy and Dr. Elizabeth Farries, thanks to both of you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Apologies for the quality of Elizabeth's line there. Let us know what you think, yay or nay, on body cams. 087-1400-1.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.